engraved on the bottom of it. So that's super cool. And then, of course, we've got the scrambled eggs and the hash browns and the bacon and the sausage and the biscuits and gravy and the everything. We've got it all. So stop on out. The dining room is starting to fill up. We've got extra tables and chairs set up. Because here in about, probably an hour is when the big crowd will come. We've got some folks that have formed a new support group in Atlantic, and they're here helping clear tables. So it's good to see them. And the second grade class here at Washington made placemats. So veterans are eating on placemats. And it's just, you know, it's a great way that we can say thank you to those that served.
You bet. Well, the food might be ready, but it's certainly not one of those MREs, one of those meals ready to eat that they became so familiar with when they were serving. You know, the funny thing I notice about this too, Amy, is some of the veterans might come out on their own. They might not come out as a group, but when they come around the corner with their food and look for a place to sit, nobody sits by themselves. They all find friends.
You're absolutely right, and that's been the neatest part for us as well, is just to sit down and listen to some of these stories, because they're so willing to share that piece of history and the memories that they have. And it's so neat to see them all come out and be together. And you're right. I think they sit down here and make new friends, and they share stories and swap memories. And it's just, talk about heartwarming feeling. It's the coolest thing on earth. And we're really just very blessed that we get to share that experience with them.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see that, and a lot of cool stories, too. If you ask, they're willing to share a few stories there, too, and it's fun to be able to do this. Doing it on Monday instead of the actual Veterans Day, I suppose it's probably easier on a weekday.
Well, we thought we might draw more of a crowd. It seems like on the weekends, folks all have plans, and they're going and doing things like that. So, you know, if we're going to do something like this, we want to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to enjoy it. So we thought Monday might be easier, a little more convenient for everyone. And, you know, you can just see them walking in the door right now. So it's a great, great thing.
And you got some helpers here, too, it looks like. The folks from Operation Barnabas kind of helping to coordinate things a little bit here.
Yes, Operation Barnabas is a newly formed support group here in Atlantic, and I believe they're all over. Sioux City, Des Moines, they're really branching out. But they thought it would be a good opportunity to let veterans know that they're here for new veterans and for old veterans, and just to say, hey, we're here to help. So they're handing out trays and bussing tables and just letting people know that they're here as well.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit with some of those folks then, too, here this morning. Thank you. I know you got to go schmooze. Go mingle.
I got to go pour coffee.
Perfect. All right. She's a working manager. All right. Well, I wanted to visit a little bit here, too. We were going to visit a little bit with Nate Thompson, the kitchen manager, but I see he's kind of busy scooping food right now, so we might let him take care of all of his business because he's got some stuff to do. But Rich Canning is here too, among those here with Operation Barnabas, and we'll visit with Rich. He's working to help get folks set up here too, and we'll visit with him in just a little bit as we tell you more about all the stuff that's going on here at Hy-Vee this morning. And broke him free here for just a little bit. Rich, talk a little bit about Operation Barnabas.
Well, Operation Barnabas is an outreach of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Ministry to the Military. And in 2011, we started forming local chapters. And in 2011, in October, we formed our Atlantic chapter here in town. And we're here to serve military members, their families, whether they're active duty, reserve, or National Guard. And also our veterans and their families. And we're out here giving a helping hand to Hy-Vee because we appreciate the service that they do on Veterans Day with the free breakfast for veterans. So
you're taking this pretty literally, aren't you? You say you're organized to help serve veterans. You really are serving them this morning.
Yeah, we're helping out this morning. We'll be bussing tables and helping those that are a little unsteady on their feet get their food to the table and so on. So.
When you're not doing things like this, what else is Operation Barnabas involved in?
Our Iowa District West Task Force has what we call a campership program. And this last September, we had our second annual military family weekend. We had six families attend our camp in Okoboji for a weekend, and it was at no cost at all to the families, so that they could go up and have a chance to reconnect and compare how they've felt and stuff with other families in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that you can involve families in that, too. There are a lot of organizations that do things for veterans, but to be able to help out the families who serve in their own way, too.
Yes, they do. Having spent nearly 10 years in the service, I know what my wife went through when I was out in the field on a on a field exercise or on a lockdown site for a week at a time. So
yeah, they go through a lot. They just might not do it in the same location, but right. They're still going through a lot there too. Well, very good. Can folks get involved anyway in Operation Barnabas?
Yes, they can. We accept volunteers from every faith, from every walk of life, and our local chapter meets on the second Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. at the local Iowa Western Community College building, and we're usually in room 161. So
they can always look you up pretty easily.
That's right. Yeah, and if you're interested in helping with Operation Barnabas, or you need a little more information, maybe for your family or a family member, you can call 243-2927. That's Zion Lutheran Church, but they'll get the information to us.
Okay. They'll get it where it needs to go. Very good. Well, I better let you get back to business here. It's kind of heating up here. We got some folks you got to serve.
Yeah, it's hitting the rush hour already.
All right.
So,
very good. Yep. Thanks, Rich. You bet. Appreciate that very much. Well, he's kind of busy right now, but we'll see if we can catch Nate here in just a bit, too, as he works, too. We do have other folks that are stopping out here to eat breakfast this morning as well. It's not just the veterans. We also have some other folks out here as well, and Nate running them through the cash register right now. They've had a pretty good steady stream of folks come through here so far this morning, as they haven't really had a huge rush of folks where there's a long line that you'd have to stand in. If you're coming out to enjoy the veterans' breakfast this morning, you come in the door here, of course, the kitchen at Ivy is right around the corner, so you're going to come around the corner. They do ask you just to sign up, just to register real quick, and then once you get that set up, then just go through the line, enjoy breakfast. Like I said, the line has not been very long at all this morning. It's been a good steady stream of people, not a big rush of folks at any one time, although they are expecting here in the 8 o'clock hour for things to kind of heat up just a little bit here at Hy-Vee. So if you get an opportunity to get on out, you'll get your chance to enjoy some good food here, as they have everything ready. You're not going to have to wait around for your food. They've been preparing things all morning, so the food is all ready to go. All you have to do is come in and get your plate dished up and served, and heck, they'll even go and set it down at the table for you and get you all set up. So you don't have to get up to get an extra cup of coffee. They're taking care of that. So everything is pretty well organized for you, and you don't have to worry too much about getting all your breakfast and stuff set up. So they'll go ahead and take care of you here this morning. And, again, well, we wanted to visit a little bit with Nate. He's just busy right now. I guess we just have to understand he's just a little bit busy right now taking care of all of all the folks that are coming through here. They've got a full effort, though, back here. It's not just Nate, and it's not just his staff. Looks like they pulled a few extra staffers from other parts of the store to come on in and help out serving the food in the back here this morning, too. So it looks like they've pulled a few extra bodies in to help out with the with portions here this morning. Let's see if we can steal him here real quick. Nate's going to wander back again and take care of some business here. We'll see if we can steal him. Isn't that just the way it works? As soon as we want to visit, things get really busy.
That's right. This morning here at Hy-Vee, we get proud. We look forward to this every single time of the year. This is just a small token of us out here at Hy-Vee Land being able to appreciate our veterans now currently serving or that have served. This is only, like I said, a small token of what we can do and appreciate for everybody that is out there in the Atlantic area. So if anybody hasn't been able to stop out yet, make sure you guys stop into Hy-Vee this morning. Just say thank you to our now serving or have been serving veterans. And we look forward to seeing you come in. Join us. We have a great buffet going on this morning, and we look forward to seeing you.
Nate, it looks like you've pulled in a few extra hands from other parts of the store to help serve.
That's right. We got the Barnabas, the Operation Barnabas. We brought them in. That's a great organization. They're just here. They're great support from our surrounding community. It's been unbelievable how much support we've got, and we look forward to this, like I said, every single year.
I'm looking around at all the food here. You've got that buffet set up. I see some rolls over there. It looks like you've pretty much got everything covered.
Yes, we do. We got everything covered, from bacon and sausage. We got scrambled eggs, pancakes and waffles, and we got fresh cinnamon rolls from our bakery. We got home-squeezed orange juice and fresh-brewed caribou coffee, all for $6 for any veterans guests or spouses. And like I said, all veterans eat free this morning, so come on in and join us for breakfast today.
It looks like it's all prepared, all ready to go. No waiting.
No, absolutely no wait. Join in line, sign up, and we'll get you fed.
I know you got to get back at it again. You're busy. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, that's Nate Thompson. He's the kitchen manager here at Hy-Vee, and he's the one in charge of helping to coordinate all of this. So, yeah, very, very busy morning here this morning at Hy-Vee. So if you get a chance, come on out. Again, the veterans eat free this morning as part of a thank you to those who've served. And then also any family members and whoever would like to come out, too, you can enjoy that same buffet. And as Nate said, just $6 the cost there. Or you can order breakfast off the menu as well and take care of that business, too. So, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and send it back over there so we can listen to this one more time from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Again, I want to thank Amy Jordahl, the store director, for stopping on by here, along with Nate Thompson, the kitchen manager, and Rich Canning visiting with us here from Operation Barnabas as they continue this morning serving breakfast here at the Atlantic Hy-Vee, free to all the veterans who want to stop on out here today as they observe Veterans Day here on Monday. Thanks for joining us here this morning. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.